Well, welcome along to the 2019 season of The Short Ball. It's a rather short ball today. Scotty Stevenson in with you, and Mills Molina unavailable. Ali Williams, unknown. But I'm here, and we're going to be joined today on The Short Ball by three of the New Zealand Super Rugby coaches, all former teammates. Leon McDonald out of the Blues, Scott Robertson out of the Crusaders, and Tumbai Madsen out of the Chiefs. So let's get straight into it and welcome along. A very good afternoon to you, Leon.
Good afternoon, Scotty. How are you?
Mate, I am not too bad. I'm probably more relaxed than you at the moment because you've got quite the challenge coming up this weekend, the opening game, and a very good pre-season to date, which now, I guess, needs to be converted into championship points. First of all, how are you feeling?
Oh, good, good. It's a busy week, isn't it? Especially, I suppose, with the challenge with all the All Blacks coming back and not having any game time, I suppose. And pre-season means that you've got to get it right in the week leading to the first game. So she's been a full-on few days already.
Selection headaches, have you got plenty?
Yeah. Selection headaches. Good problem. Yeah, we've had some good performance in pre-season. So, it's made it quite difficult to get the right team for round one. So, it's been a challenge, that's for sure.
Now, you've probably advised your team on who's going to be playing this weekend. Are the public going to be expecting any surprises out of you, Leon?
I wouldn't think so. I don't know. There's a few positions, obviously, up for grabs, with the midfield being one and the 10. So, there's plenty going on at the moment. And tomorrow, we'll name the team tomorrow. So, it should be... shouldn't be too many surprises.
You've got some big names at your disposal. Martin Onu coming back and acquitting himself pretty well for you last week against the Hurricanes and Mangatai Nuka. Sonny Bill's fitness will always be a question for us this year. Or Teddy Black, Harry Plummer and Stephen Petelfetta, who's unfortunately unavailable to you this week. But, when you look through that back line and some key positions, they are some good names and some proven names as well. Does that give you a lot of hope that you can build a platform around some of the more experienced heads at your disposal?
Oh, look, there's plenty of talent. We've got some pretty outstanding players. So, a few injuries, like Blake Gibson's been unlucky over the last couple of years with his injuries, obviously, and still battling away a little bit with his ankle at the moment. And we lost Stevie in the preseason game last week, which is disappointing. That looks like it's going to be a long-term injury, a 16-week injury. So, there's still a lot of depth and probably more pleasing out of the preseason. I think a few of the young guys, the guys that haven't improved at this level, stepped up and performed really well. So, there's some good names to choose from and a lot of competition amongst the squad, which is going to be critical given last year, I think they used 46 players, the Blues, so they had their fair share of injuries. So depth is important.
Talent is one thing, and it's something the Blues have always had, but mindset's a totally different story, and it's something you know very well from your time, both as a player and a coach at the Crusaders, of being able to get that mindset right, the winning culture, so to speak. Do you feel you've been able to make some inroads there, even during your short time in charge?
Oh yeah, look, I think it's a habit that doesn't get changed overnight. It's going to be part of the journey and the roller coaster that we're about to get into of the year. Like the lessons we learn and the way we prepare, and everything's pretty new and exciting and fresh and fun at the moment. So it's easy to have a good level of energy. It's sort of when we start getting into the real grind week after week, when the guys start to get really mentally and physically fatigued, that we'll have to really keep working hard in that area. So, early signs are really good, but it's a constant project and definitely not something that happens overnight.
It's not just up to you either, is it? You've got a senior leadership team around you, so how much responsibility have you put on them to make sure that this team goes with you where you need them to go?
Yeah, a big part of any successful team is key players, driving the culture and the work ethic, I suppose, and the standards. So it's a relatively young group, although there's a few wise old heads scattered amongst it, and they're doing a good job so far. And this group have had their time, had some tough times, and I think they've been there and experienced, that side of things, and you can definitely feel that they don't want to go there anymore. I've had enough of that sort of And they want to make change. So they're working really hard towards, getting better and pushing each other really hard.
What about for you, Leon? This is going to be some experience for you. I know it's a professional world we live in. I know you've got to go where the jobs are, but you are known as a Crusaders man. It's where you've played your rugby. It's the region that you've been associated with for a long time. And you've worked with a couple of the boys on this coaching staff you're about to face. What's it going to be like for you walking out onto that field in Blues colours before the game and saying hello to your old friends?
Well, look, I've got a lot of respect for the Crusaders. I was very grateful for my time here as a player and as a coach. But, it's the world we live in, and I've settled in really well up here. I've made some good friends. I really enjoy this team and my job, and there's only one thing I'm cheering for on the weekend, that's for sure. So, your time is no different. 120 odd games for the Hurricanes, and he's goes through and through now, and I'm no different. So, it doesn't take long to become very passionate about the team you're involved in, and definitely that's happened already.
How important this first performance for you as a head coach? How important is it to watch this team play at its potential straight away?
Well, I think it's unrealistic to expect us to hit our full potential in round one, and most teams probably won't. I think it's important that we perform well. We look like we play with a lot of passion. We're well organised, and all the things that the fans will see on the field. I think that's critical. The results would be really nice, and we're going to the game to win it. I make no bones about that. But it's not, you don't win or lose super competition around one as well. So we've got to be ready for the whole journey and make sure that every week we're really committed to the process and working really hard every week to be better. And I'm not going to get lost in round one, that's for sure.
Absolutely, mate. Hey, we wish you all the best. Good luck as you begin this season. You're first in charge of the Blues. So we'll be watching with interest come Saturday night as you take on the Crusaders. Thanks for joining us, Leon.
It's a pleasure, Scotty, anytime.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Leon McDonald, and one of the big challenges for the Blues, of course, is just to get their game started. It's been something that's haunted this team for a long time. And talking about that mindset with this Blues side, that becomes the crucial element for Leon McDonald and what he has to change. It's very different going from the Crusaders, where everywhere you look in a dressing room is a guy who's won a title or has achieved success on the international stage, to a Blues team where not a single member of that squad has been part of a championship-winning side at Super Rugby level, barring Sonny Bill Williams, and that was with a different team. So I guess the big challenge for Leon McDonald is whether this team is ready to believe and whether that belief can lead to success. From the Blues, we head down the line to Christchurch. Well, you can't go to Christchurch without joining Razor Ray, Scott Robertson, head coach of the Crusaders. We've had a catch-up with Leon McDonald on today's podcast, Razor, so it's only fair we give you the right of reply as you're about to head into enemy territory again. Talk to us about the pre-season with this Crusaders side, mate. Talk to us about the approach you've taken.
Oh, look, we've firstly worked hard, as every team does in the pre-season. Work hard, but we're really smart. We want to get better, or we get better, which is something we talk about a lot, and enjoy it. When you win a couple, sometimes you can forget why you do it and it becomes burdenous, and me well enough. Yeah. I just enjoy things. So we've enjoyed along the way, and we've got better in some areas, and look forward to a great opportunity to represent again.
What about the makeup of this team, mate? There's going to be a few big names out. We know that. We were all prepared for that. So how have you covered the experience that you stand to lose, at least for these opening exchanges?
Oh, look, one thing, we're really proud of as a group is giving opportunities to young guys and actually them taking them. 2 years ago, Jack, you hadn't played a game of Super Rugby, and now look at him now. It could be the best centre in the world, or one of them. You've got George Bridges the same. Douglas has come through for Kieran Reid, and got Quinton Strange coming through for Sam Whitelock, who's on the All Black watch list. So I think you just give the guys opportunities and trust them. And that's the environment you create, so give them confidence to perform.
The trust is one thing you guys have in spades down there, but also the talent and the depth. Yeah. Who's impressed you in pre-season in terms of some of the names that New Zealand fans and world fans, for that matter, might not be so familiar with?
Look, obviously, world fans, with this is broadcasting worldwide, Sumo, with your reach that you've got. look, Will Jordan didn't get to play for us last year with, he had a couple of things he had to sort around his head and his balance, which he got right. So he's a freakish talent. Oh, wow. He's on the, he'll play a part this weekend, all going well. The guy's coming through like a, Manasa Mata Ali in the last couple of years. He's really blossomed and he's taken away from his uncle achieved with us, Seta Tamani Valu, who's gone on the wee tour de Euro. And I'm just trying to think as we speak here, the young fellas that have come through. Oh, look, I think the next leadership guy's coming through, like an Andrew Makaleo, who we fondly call him Pumba. He's come through as a real option for us, behind Cody Taylor and battles out with Ben Fennell. So, what other names have we got? We've got Matt Cameron, who's got an end-of-year tour as a young 10, played a test match against Japan. So, he was a bolter, a true bolter.
Mm.
And he gives some great depth in that position. And also Eddie Nardi, who's a great, talented young nine, amazing, unprofessional. He's had some really serious leg breaks through and back to back, and he's come back and looked extremely sharp, so that you'll see them as the season goes by.
All right, Ray, look, here's the thing, right? You've won back-to-back championships, you've got the core of your team back, and as you guys have done over a long period of time, so what's the motivation? Surely these guys have just put their feet up now and say, hey, 2 out of 2, that ain't bad. How do you get them back up? How do you get them back to the level to make it a three-peat?
Oh, it's pretty addictive. The human body, and we're all driven to get a wee natural high and feel good and achieve goals. And probably the biggest thing is strive for a really big vision. It's one thing, and then the mission, how we're going to do it, and how we're going to do it is the enjoyment side of it. And, us well enough, we'll put a work with you, Sumo, around what we do with our theming side of it and connect the guys. So they're clear about the vision. Everyone knows who they are and where we're going. You get a pretty much excitement, and they get you on the way to do something special and make history.
We don't know where you're going. You're turning left or right at the moment?
I'm actually just turning right. I'm going to head up and check the surf, mate.
Of course you are. I've got you on the way to a surf. I can understand why you're in a hurry to get off this phone call. You got the paddleboard out. You're ready to roll. Hey, talk to me about Eden Park, about the Blues. A lot of us seem to think that rivalry maybe has declined somewhat over recent years, given results. Do you guys still feel as passionately as you did as a player, Ray, and now as a coach, about the rivalry between the Crusaders and the Blues?
Well, look, probably put it in context. Since I've been coaching, we're 4-4 from them, but they led 3 of those games, and they were deep into, 2 of those games, and they took us pretty deep into the game before we managed to play over top of them. We know how exciting they are, and obviously Leon know pretty well. He's a very astute coach, and he's got a great opportunity to do, it's a chance to be head coach and see what he can put on a team that's got some prodigious talent. So, there's a bit of hype around them at the moment, which is a good thing for them. And probably Super Rugby want as many strong teams as we possibly can. And we'll see Saturday, eh?
What's it going to be like seeing your old mate out there, mate? He was in your coaching staff a year ago, and now here he is trying to lead a team to a victory in the opening round against you. Is it going to be an odd feeling? I asked him the same question, actually.
What did he say?
No, you tell me your thoughts, and then I'll see if you're aligned.
Oh, yeah, I suppose what I have learned about the whole thing, we're in a professional environment. We're professionals, and people make choices that, And what they think is best for them and their career, and he's taken an opportunity. So look, played with him for a long time and coached for him, with the 20s. I mean, had a lot of success with him, and he's a good mate firstly, and we've got a lot of history. So you wish him well and just good health, really.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much his thoughts as well, Ray. So, you cut from the same cloth, you two. What are we going to expect from this Crusaders side come Saturday night at Eden Park, Ray?
It's a good one. Obviously, round ones are always, you climb into it. Look, we've talked about executing a lot. There'll be a little bit of emotion. Matt Todd runs out for us as captain with Sam Whitelock not available.
Mm.
And it's just a great opportunity for us to showcase us what we've done in the past. Look, it's a it's important we start well, like most teams do. But you seem extremely passionate Crusader side, like you have every other game.
We're looking forward to it, mate. Looking forward to seeing you back in action too, banging on the coach's box glass. So enjoy the night on Saturday, mate. And most importantly, go and enjoy your surf tonight. Cheers for joining us, Ray.
100%. Thanks, man. Cheers, Sumo.
Cheers.
Proud of you.
Thanks, Jase Ryan. Scotty Robertson joining us from Christchurch ahead of the big derby game on Saturday night at Eden Park. Cheers, Ray.
Hey, thanks, mate.
Yeah, it's a Crusaders side that just seems to go about their business, and that's the one thing the Blues will be aware of. Liam McDonald in particular, he will know that Scott Robertson, in terms of his vision and theming of the side, will have left the team in no doubt about what is expected from them, even with those big names missing. And with Matt Todd taking the captaincy, sure, it is a team that doesn't lose much by way of mana and leadership with the captain's armband as well. So whether they roll out a full complement of youngsters or whether they rely on some of their workhorses remains to be seen on Saturday night, but it should be an amazing game. And from Christchurch now, let's head back up the line to the city of the future, Hamilton, where Chiefs coach Tubby Madsen is about to join us on the short ball today. We hope so anyway. He's ringing, and that's the main thing. I've left him hanging a bit here. Here he is. Here he is.
How are you going?
He's driving as well. I've just spoken to Scotty Robertson, Tabs. He's going for a surf. I've spoken to Leon McDonald. He's in traffic in Auckland, and you're in Hamilton. So you've probably got the easiest commute out of the lot.
Well, if Ray is going home to Sumner, that is a bottleneck.
Yeah.
And Leon probably has never seen traffic like that in his life. So, yeah, the Tron. A positive thing, the best place to be for traffic.
You know what, Tabs? It's amazing, isn't it? I'm talking to three different head coaches of Super Rugby teams. Unfortunately, Aaron Major couldn't join us, and you're all former teammates. It's ridiculous how the Crusaders have colonised the coaching staff of Super Rugby.
I don't know how that happens. I think you got to blame Wayne Smith, maybe. I'm trying to think of the common denominator.
I don't know what it is about you blokes, but you keep on coming. Tabs, how's the pre-season been, mate? First of all, can you tell us that you've actually got a team to put out this week? Because we know the Chiefs have been beset with injuries over recent seasons. Are you good? Have you crossed fingers, toes? Have you touched wood? Is it good?
I think it's relative, isn't it? Like, when you've had a couple of horror years like we've had, like, we kind of just march on. The team has just got to keep moving. And I think all teams, I'm sure the other lads have been talking about, they might not have everybody available this week, and you've got the All Black integration to throw into the mix for that. But we'll get up. We've got the Highlanders at home on a Friday night, so we're doing pretty well. We've had a great pre-season, so we're all really positive today.
Highlanders, what a great matchup to open Super Rugby as well. The Chiefs in your freewheeling style, run it from everywhere, run over the top of people against the Highlanders who love to tackle. This is a contrast of in some respects between two different approaches and game plans. Are you going to be looking to showcase some of your hot steppers that you've brought in the off season?
Yeah, like I think the Highlanders were the team that defended the most last year, and we would have been in the top two or three around attacking. Well, you know, I'm talking about possession, and we definitely want to hold the ball, and we've got some exciting young talent, very raw. Our team gets named tomorrow, but you know, with the likes of Itinei Nainai Satori and Apapa, there's some really exciting outside backs that are going to be revealed.
Midfield, is it settled? That's been a big talking point for you, or for fans of the Chiefs at least, over recent weeks. Have you settled on a combination that can do the job?
Well, we've got, it's funny because we've got a lot of, the game's built for people that are now more versatile, because the game is a kind of, has a lot more facets than it did 10 years ago. So, you know, the likes of Sean Wainui, Mankerville, we've got Tamur, and Leonard Brown came back onto the roster last week. So actually Atata, the Japanese winger, is actually a centre as well. So we've definitely got a lot more options at centre than we did last year, in the midfield than we did last year. So what we've tried to do over the last couple of games is just kind of settle on a bit of a combo. That becomes really important. But this first week is about just getting into 23 on the field.
Exactly. Look, you're going to be without some names, and I know that all the Super Rugby teams are in the same boat in terms of some All Black unavailability and guys coming back late into the squad. So do you feel that you've recruited enough cover? Because in the case of the Chiefs, that's some really big and really important names that you guys are going to be missing.
Yeah, that's been a fascinating one. Like a lot of the, I'll mention one name, Liam Messam, who's synonymous with the Chiefs and the logo. So I think as always, it's actually not the calibre, it's not the quality of the play you miss. Clearly we miss the quality of his play, but it's actually all the other pieces that you miss when someone like that leaves an organisation like this. So, but as always, there's the young up-and-coming leaders, especially around the cultural piece, guys that have stood up and are now leading, you know, with mana and trying to push forward the stuff that Liam Messam has kind of produced and reproduced for nearly 15 years. So, yeah. But I think that's the exciting part of it. I really do. And I think we're all going to be really excited after the first derby round of Super Rugby. And some new names will be shining in lights, I'm sure, on Friday night.
Now, you've got an old name back as well. You've finally relented, and Stephen Donald's begged his way back into the team. That became the Chiefs' headline of the week. I'm sure Shooter Stevenson's pretty happy to have his mate back in there, but, you know, what has he brought to training since his arrival? And he's only been in camp for a week or so, mate, but is he back to his normal self?
Well, first thing is we don't mention the word OLD. So you don't say that anywhere on campus. We don't use that word.
So you can't. You know, he's got an OLD in his surname though. You can't spell Donald without OLD.
Okay, I'm not going to use that. No. And I think Shooter's very happy to have Uncle Beaver back. So we've got a very happy fullback. But. You know, it's funny you say that. Like you know, a legend leaves, and it's a rarity that you can bring someone back. Not just the experience that he brings in the team jersey, but the legend that he is, and the mana, and the you know, we've got young teams that will be learning off his process and the way he's carried himself for a long, long time. And he's just a genuine good bloke, you know, to have in the changing room.
How many snapper did he have to bring in for the coaching staff in order to get a run?
Well, we're working on that. There's still a dowry to be paid, but yeah, I've heard he's good for it.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good. He caught a few fish in the Manukau Harbour last week. He might not have told you that, Tab. So just so you know, he's got a freezer full.
Yeah.
Nice penny size as well.
We're clearly massive fans here. Yeah. I'm actually pushing for a statue in Waiuku for the big man.
That'd be nice.
Hopefully that'll get us more snapper.
That would be nice, actually. I'd love to commission someone to do that, possibly a seven-year-old kid, to build it out of clay. But a giant Stephen Donald statue in Waiuku, that'd bring the tourists for sure. Mate, what about inside the coaching staff? Roger Randall's joined you, I guess, ostensibly to work on the attack. So how does the structure of your coaching team work at the moment?
Yeah, we've got a lot of experience and we've got a lot of numbers. So he's been a real addition. He's working kind of in the strike department. So I'm running the attack. He's running the strikes. I don't know if you saw Waikato play. They had some really nice options around their attack. So he's leading in that department. But pretty much everybody else is there. Skinny's running the set piece and scrums. Barnsley's onto the defence. So we're... I think as always, it's a bit like the playing evolution. You know, as you come out of reviews and you look what the team needs and what the club needs in the next year, you kind of adapt and either add resources or focus resources in that area.
No, well, it sounds good. It sounds like you're pretty settled in Chiefs land. What about the expectations from the players? What have they delivered for you in terms of what responsibility they'll take this year and how far they're prepared to push themselves?
Well, I think the preseason is a fascinating one because a lot of it is just pushing physically and mentally around the around what their body can tolerate, really. And it's a real interesting one because we've had no shots fired in anger, but this week is for real now. So a lot of the hard work and a lot of the systems you put in place, we'll see if they stand up to the battle of the opposition, you know, the first engagement with the opposition. I think the players have been outstanding. We've had a bit of a blessing in disguise with Sam Kane. Today he did a masterclass on the Jackal for the outside backs, and you know, being able to use those guys as player coaches has been really good all the way through the preseason. They bring a different insight into coaching. So, we're really lucky in New Zealand. We've got intelligent players that can contribute not just on the field. So we've had a really good month with the All Blacks back in the mix.
So Sam Kane's still very much involved. I know you named him as co-captain, mate, but he's still very much on the grass with you, part of the team and leading the way, I guess, from a leadership point of view.
Yeah, he's back running, and he's his schedule is aligned with the team schedule. So we kind of use his IP and his mana, and his leadership doesn't change off the field. Mm. He's driving a lot of the standards and the way we should behave on and off the field. So he's still a key contributor to our success.
Oh, awesome. Hey, Tumbai, we wish you all the very best for Friday night, the opening game of Super Rugby. Chiefs taking on the Highlanders, 7:35 p.m. from FMG Stadium. Cheers for joining us on the short ball, buddy.
Always a pleasure. Cheers, too, mate.
Thanks, Tabs. Thank you. Tumbai Matson there, one of the lead coaches for the Chiefs, with Colin Cooper, Neil Barnes, Roger Randall and Nick White as well. A big challenge for a Chiefs side that did pretty well to scrape their way into the playoffs last year, considering the carnage that the team went through from an injury point of view. Up against the Highlanders side, we know what they love to do: kick you the ball and then tackle the shit out of you. So as Tumbai mentioned last year, one of the top defensive teams, the Highlanders, and the Chiefs right up there in terms of attacking stats. A big fan of stats he is as well, Tumbai Matson. But the only one that's going to count on Friday night as Super Rugby begins is the win-loss column. Who will get up? Will it be the Chiefs at home, or can the Highlanders spring a surprise? Find out all season long on rugbypass.com. That's it for the short ball. Our first one back for 2019. Milsey Mulioina and Ellie Williams joining us next week. A full house alongside producer Tina.